From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the U.S. presidential race, Democrats are set to show a unified party with a positive vision for the country at the start of their convention Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her vice president pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, gave that message a test run Saturday before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida, where Kaine made a case why he believes Donald Trump is not suited to lead the country.
Trump saying he'd leave our allies at the mercy of an increasingly aggressive Russia. And folks, that's an open invitation to Vladimir Putin to just roll on in. Even a lot of Republicans say that that's terribly dangerous.
Clinton told the crowd in Miami that she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for the country than the message of Donald Trump, who suggested at the Republican convention the U.S. is overrun by crime and in a state of despair.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The secretive spy group WikiLeaks is stepping into the U.S. presidential campaign just days before the Democratic National Convention gets underway. WikiLeaks has unveiled email messages among Democratic Party leaders during the early stages of the campaign selection process, appearing to show that party insiders mocked and criticized Senator Bernie Sanders, even while publicly claiming neutrality in the contest.